It touches, of course, on material cooperation. In other words, the Holy Father realizes, and I realize too, that to stop, fire, or dismiss some of these people not only could but would precipitate a greater evil. All you can do is believe me. And I believe the Pope in believing this. A greater evil than is now taking place in our country. By the way, these people are, you can't imagine how many warnings they get. How many, well, call them denunciations, are the fundamentalists becoming more and more powerful in Russia and Poland? Yes. And among the, whatever you call them, fundamentalists, among the most powerful and most highly financed are the Jehovah's Witnesses, doing incalculable damage both in Russia and in Poland. What are the names of the two books by von Balthasar that you rejected? I have checked the names. Somebody can remind me next time I'll come. I will give you the names. I want to be sure I've got the exact names. Is it true that the church frowns on long engagements? How much is too long? You don't have to be a Catholic. All you have to do is have normal intelligence to know that a prolonged engagement is, to put it mildly, a danger, I don't think just to the chastity of the engaged couples, but even to the stability of their marriage. My record, I haven't witnessed that many weddings in my life as a priest, but my record was a 12-year engagement. Finally, after years of pleading, look, you two, get married. I even set the date of the wedding for them. I recently spent some time at a physician's clinic. He provided many non-invasive therapies for back problems and complaints. His nurses sometimes used a plumb bob, a small metal bowl on a string, to locate troubled areas. They said there are many magnetic fields, and his bowl changes his motion when the fields are out of polarization. I was afraid that this was some, quote, New Age hocus pocus, so I would not participate in this particular procedure. Any comment? I'm not that well informed on all the hocus pocus of the New Age movement to know whether it would be part of, say, the New Age ideas. I would say this, however, whether it's that, which it may be, however, for physiological reasons, you have doubts about whether a certain kind of therapy should be used. I would say in conscience, you are bound not to allow that therapy. I recently was told by a priest that the Vulgate Bible has error. I told him that the Council of Trent declared it to be the official Bible. He told me that Pope Pius XII rescinded that. Oh, how smart some priests are. I asked him to let me know what teaching of Pope Pius XII this is. Is there such? There is a document of Pius XII in which the Pope repeats the teaching on the Vulgate being the official text of the Bible. But he says other translations may also, provided they are approved by the Church, be used. And then I would say, for the very obvious reason, that there have been manuscript discoveries that provide us with insights into the Bible that, though the Vulgate was written, put together in 410 A.D., may give us an understanding of certain individual texts here and there that are useful, but under no circumstances, absolutely no, Pope Pius XII did not rescind the teaching of the Vatican, pardon me, of the Council of Trent about the official character of the Vulgate. Homosexuals. Vatican II calls it disordered. The Vatican Congregation of the Doctrine of the Faith says in some areas it is not unjust to discriminate for sexual orientation. For example, adoption, teaching. I was told the United States bishops said it isn't right, but it is unchristian to discriminate. Who's right? We are right insofar, the United States bishops say that it would be wrong, quote, to discriminate against homosexuals in such cases as adoption or teaching. When, where, and insofar, either an individual bishop or even the conference of bishops says that, then the bishops, poor dears, are wrong. Do we just listen to the United States bishops? No. As you realize, I'm not sure I've ever said this in our programs here. I'll be as judicious as I can be in saying it. But if there is one teaching of the Second Vatican Council for which I've never ceased thanking God, it is that no bishop, no group of bishops, no conference of bishops is to be listened to or their teaching accepted when and insofar they are not in agreement with the teaching of the Bishop of Rome. My main work for the Holy See, my 23rd year, has been coping with the problems arising from the question I've just read. What is your opinion? Does the future hold for the proposed changes for the lectionary with respect to the use of inclusive language? Well, as I said before, I would like to repeat, prayer. That's imperative. Because the forces in the church, especially the English-speaking world, other countries, not dominated, the United States or England, rather English-speaking countries are, dominated by a feminist ideology that is destroying the Catholic faith. And we repeat. In English-speaking countries, the Catholic faith is being destroyed by feminist ideology. Insofar as especially members of the hierarchy allow their thinking and their teaching to be influenced by this ideology. Pray and keep praying. Where can we obtain a copy of the CCC in Italian? Well, I bought mine at the Vatican bookstore. However, since, and this is good to know, as I'm sure you know, we have a publishing house called Inter Mirifica, the Latin name for the Vatican II document on communications. Because working for the Holy See, if we're going to teach catechetics, you better have a publishing house. So we have one in Washington, D.C. Now, our publishing house is an agent for the Vatican Press. So just let me know, and very happy to order you a copy. And price is not bad. It's 30,000 lire. When I was in Rome, 10 days ago, I think it was 1,500 lire to a dollar. So it's $20. Not bad, right? My gosh. 788 pages. Not bad. So, let me know and I'll get you a copy. Can you give us the name of a paper teaching on surrogate parenting, in vitro fertilization, and so on? Yes. The document of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. And I don't have the exact title, but I'll bring that again. Remind me next time. In fact, if somebody would remind me, I'll make a copy of the document. We ought to maybe put these aside or something like that. Do you think that the American Catholic Church will split from Rome? What will happen to those of us who want to stay faithful to Rome? Well, in my conversation with Cardinal Glemp, he said he was working with certain bishops in the United States. So I said, Your Eminence, there are different kinds of bishops in the United States. Oh, he said, I work only with those who are loyal to the Holy Father. So, well, know how much I could say, but I've got to. I know I'm being taped. Did you turn it off? In many ways, there already is a split. In other words, and this is an important question, because first of all, I'm speaking in public. Secondly, I'm being taped. So the least that I should have as a Jesuit is at least some prudence, not saying more than I should. Well, we who are faithful to Rome, by now we should know. This is one reason for these classes. We know, or we should know, who is not really in agreement with the Holy Father. So what do we do? Well, that's why we're here. And thanks for the... You know, if any other people want to come to class, tell them you're being cordially invited. We've got to know the church's teaching, work together, organize, and then work with the Holy See. I'm very happy to, if a person wants to identify him or herself, there's work to be done. Why doesn't the church list the gifts, tongues, prophecy, words of knowledge, and so forth, under its teaching on the gifts of the Holy Spirit? Oh. Thanks for the question. Maybe next semester. What if we have a course on the charismatic movement? How about it? How many want a course on the charismatic movement? No? Thanks. It's years that I've had enough material to write 2 books on the charismatic movement. Well, because these gifts, tongues, prophecy, and so on, first of all, they were gifts given in the early church. And the very word, very term, Pentecostal, arose precisely because there were those first among the followers of John Wesley, Methodists, and those who broke away from Methodism and became Pentecostals. For them, we are now living in, and this is the new age of Christianity. There are some people, not everybody, of course, the Pentecostals are among those people, who receive these special gifts, tongues, prophecy, words of knowledge. So they, like the apostles on Pentecost Sunday, will be the initiators of this new age of Christianity. That's not quite Catholic doctrine. In other words, the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit are those gifts which everyone who is baptized receives at baptism. What principle is involved that allows a Catholic to support pro-life legislation that allows abortion to save the life of the mother? Well, over the centuries, the Church has always taught that, see, a woman who is with child and she needs either medication or especially surgery to save her life, say she has terminal cancer. She is with child. The church has always taught that every possible means should be used to save the child. However, the mother's life should be saved, even if it were foreseen, not wanted, but foreseen, and the process of saving the mother's life, as an indirect result, the child would die. That, I would say, is still the official teaching of the church. However, those in the medical profession tell me, and I've read enough literature to know it, the necessity, I mean the medical necessity, of performing whatever has to be done for a mother who has some, say, fatal disease that would require permitting the child to die to save the mother's life, is now, medically speaking, outmoded. That both lives can be saved. Am I clear? That both lives can be saved. Well, the best way to be sure that the Pope receives our monetary donation, well, the best way is to have it transmitted to Rome by a person or persons who are doing precisely this. And by the way, Intermarivica is doing this for the Holy Father. In other words, we do. Intermarivica does transmit checks. That would be the simplest. Addressed to His Holiness Pope John Paul II. And we make sure that those checks personally reach the Holy Father. There was also a community of nuns, Franciscan sisters, who are in charge of the papal household, both the secretarial work and the domestic work at the Vatican. Again, more than once, I've had people communicate through them, or people give me. Both systems we use, and in both cases, absolutely guaranteed, Holy Father will get whatever financial assistance is given. The Jews made a golden calf while Moses was on the mountain. Does this suggest that the Jews were influenced by India's Buddhism? A book I am reading suggests Christ studied in India for 17 years. Hope this word, the book I'm reading, is not a progressive present. Could I ask the reader of this book to please make a donation? In fact, I'll pay for the book. Yeah. Lord, help us. Now, the Jews were influenced by India's Buddhism. Well, not necessarily by India's Buddhism, but when Abraham was called by God to lead the chosen people, the world in which Abraham lived, and not just Asia Minor, but other than, let's call it, civilized world, was, as it still is, outside of Christianity, Islam, and Orthodox Judaism. Most of the world today is polytheistic, worshiping creatures as gods. And by the way, one of the largest polytheistic nations in the world, hope you won't forget this, one of the largest polytheistic nations in the world is the United States. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Creatures worshipped as gods. If there is great joy in heaven over one repentant sinner, what emotion is there in heaven over 1,000 sinners who go to hell? Well, I think I should say this. I don't like the tone of the question. No question. What Christ taught us is true. Great joy in heaven over one sinner doing penance and therefore going to heaven. We're dealing with a mystery. And the mystery is human liberty. Why God allows, remember, God condemns, we can say this, God, qua God, condemns no one to hell. Sinners condemn themselves to hell. In other words, can we be happy that God's justice is done? Can we? We're dealing with mystery. And hell, as our faith tells us, is the consequence of God's justice on unrepentant sinners. In the College Bible Commentary, a reliable resource, tell you what I'll do. Let me bring, I could say something now, but I'd like to be more specific. Could save this for the next time. I can bring a sample of the College Bible Commentary. St. Mary of the Sea. It is a good spiritual activity. Winter video series, Jackson, Michigan. Happiness is a natural condition. Accepting ourselves as we are. No! I'm in sin. I should be happy with my sin. My God. Now, the rest seems pretty good. That first one is not good. What would be the best way to approach the subject of the Trinity with Jehovah's Witnesses? And I'm not sure you can do much with Jehovah's Witnesses as such. I am told most Jehovah's Witnesses are apostate Catholics. And I would say the first step would be to find out what does the Jehovah's Witness you're dealing with still believe? What does he still believe? Then build on what that person still believes. They don't believe in the incarnation. And can I show you the book? The Greatest Man. Remember? One page after another undermine the most fundamental truths of our faith. One book would be good to read on the subject. But I think, in fact, I promised the sisters both in Russia and Poland that I would excise chapters from my books on the different religions and have them separately printed. For example, read something about the Jehovah's Witnesses. Once you know what they believe, then you begin to realize what you're coping with. St. Claudia Flammarion's feast day is tomorrow, February the 15th. Pray for us. So, let's make the invocation. St. Claudia La Colombière. Thank you. Oh, St. Valentine. Would you continue your story of the Russians who broke with the into the common, the missionaries of charity? More details. Thanks. You can see what a media-dominated society we're living in. Please comment on the ex-nun at the University of Detroit Mercy who teaches religion. Mary was raped. Jesus had brothers and sisters. Pushes abortion. In the Detroit Free Press today. Bible scholar seeks to uproot tradition on women. Jane Schaberg, chairperson of the Religious Studies Department at the University of Detroit Mercy, talks with students following a religion class at the school. And then there's a whole page. Oh, good part of the page. Only one comment. Pray for courage in those who are administering the University of Detroit. That woman has no right on the faculty. What is original sin? How can we convince our fundamentalist brothers that baptism is not just symbolic, but a sacrament? You know? Depending on how much they believe in the fundamentalists, you ought to take the Bible literally. Christ in the third chapter of John's Gospel. Unless a man is born of water and the Holy Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. And the closing verses of Matthew's Gospel. Go therefore teach you all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. If our salvation depends on baptism, it better not be just symbolic. My first two converts, I was teaching that summer right after my ordination at the university. A true Baptist who had never been baptized. Their 20s, married 5 years, had no children. So I instructed them, baptized them, and then that September, she conceived her first child. So I told her, see, the benefits of being a Catholic? What is the correct way to receive Holy Communion? What is the church's teaching? You know, basically now there are two ways, either on the tongue or in the hand. Pope Paul VI reluctantly, under terrific pressure from bishops, especially in Holland and France, who ignoring all warning from the Pope, promoted communion of the hand. That's years back. Then, following that bad example, the bishops of one country after another got the idea they would then ask the Pope for permission to take communion of the hand. I have copies of the documents of the Pope. I repeat, only with great reluctance to avoid a greater evil. What would be the greater evil? That whole nations would just break with the church or continue doing what they did, and against the Pope's express will, to avoid a greater evil, reluctantly, he said, the Pope, including the United States, reluctantly, I will allow, to avoid a greater evil, communion of the hand. I could say much more. How can we donate money to bring the African and South American bishops to the conference? The new Catholic Catechism. What if I do this? I mentioned that publicly because I thought it was worth saying publicly. We're meeting, I believe, in 2 weeks in class. As I said, I've been in conversation with the same cardinal who first asked me, expressing the Holy Father's desire to bring bishops who couldn't possibly come to Rome otherwise. In 2 weeks, I will have more specific information on just how that can be done. Is that agreed? If you know a priest is not obedient to the Holy Father and the Magisterium, he may have made his beliefs public through his writings. Should we offer him food and lodging, providing he knows our stand, or should we fear his ways? Oh, you might bargain with him. You provide ample food and comfortable lodging if you cease and desist from your miscreant ways. Could Judas Iscariot have been saved, or does the church consider him condemned? Recent authors are debating this. Do they have a bad intention? Well, the deeper issue, as you know, is believing that there is even a hell. I believe that hell is eternal. Oh, by the way, one of the joys of the new catechism, once I read that, oh, thanks, Lord, thanks. Pardon me for putting it this way. Hell is still eternal. So, my old parish is always raising funds for building projects. Why does the church allocate some of this money to working priests like you to use in Russia? Oh, I think you all know the answer. There is the church, and there is the church. When do you know? How can you tell something is right, God-directed, or approved, or not? And we've gone over this before. First condition, you must want to do God's will. Without that, nothing works. In other words, not quite sure what God wants. Well, what it means, I'm not quite sure I want to do God's will. I'm afraid he's not going to tell me to do something I don't like. First condition. Second condition, pray. Pray for light. Third condition, seek counsel. Fourth condition, if you sincerely want to do God's will, that which brings you peace is a guarantee of being God's will. A close friend of mine has worked very hard to start perpetual adoration in a parish. She succeeded. Now the parish is getting another pastor who told her he would not forbid it, but that he would not support it from the pulpit. What do you recommend? Ooh, take what you can get. And once the adoration is established, well then, who knows? The pastor might even openly support it. Meantime, of course, prayers could be said before the Blessed Sacrament, asking our Lord to help the pastor change his mind. Yeah, it seems that the church is always giving in to the liberals to prevent a greater evil. Isn't it blackmail? Where does it end? Not that simple, my dear questioner. Not that simple. It all depends on what we mean by the church. Of course, all kinds of compromises are being, shall I say, perpetrated in the name of the church. But I'm speaking of the church's supreme authority. And there, as I've told people over the years, for me, it is not only the infallible teaching of the Bishop of Rome. I believe he's also divinely guided, not only in infallible teaching the universal church, but also in his methodology. What do you say to someone who tells you they have allowed a healing spirit enter their body so they can do God's work by healing others? Of course, this is the Pentecostal movement, right? And all I can say, and for me, it is now, I mean it, 31 years of contact with, experience with, knowledge of the charismatics in the Pentecostal movement. 31 years. I have yet to have either witnessed or have evidence of or proof of a genuine, authentic, organic healing by charismatic or Pentecostal means. 31 years is a long time. I could say much more, but I think that might do. And I think I've covered the questions. 22 after? Is that about right time? Shall we pray? I'll tell you what. What if we do this? Have we ever sung the Salve Regina?
Not yet.
Have we?
Not yet.
You have copies of it?
Yes.
Some of you may know it by heart.